The adventures of two boss babes navigating how to be modern women. You know you love them.
XOXO, Boss Babes. We're back, babes, and we're bossier than ever.
So excited. We had to take a little bit of a break because, as you babes know, sometimes being a boss, life gets in the way.
It's so true. We're so sorry to all of our listeners and fans who are wondering and have been messaging us and DMing us about where the heck we are and when the new podcast is coming out. So we're sorry to play a little April Fool's trick on you, but we wanted to get something out to let you guys know that we're back and today's the day.
We are ready to go. So you are with your hosts, B and TA, and we thought we'd kind of fill you in on what's gone on in the last month or so on life and then get into a little bit of a impromptu girls' night that we had.
Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit about Downtown Adventures and get right into this week's episode of XOXO Boss Babe. So thank you so much for coming back. We promise we'll be more consistent on content moving forward. So TA, like, what's been going on with you?
Well, definitely I'd say for the last month, things just seem to get so busy as far as just like lashes and work picked up, a whole bunch of new events that I'm planning. Sadly, we had a death in the family and my grandfather passed away. So March was a really hard month because I was traveling back and forth to the island. That's where I'm from, to be with family and kind of hang out there for a little bit. And before you know it, now we're already into spring and the sun is shining. So
yeah, absolutely. Stuff just goes so fast. And I know it's been a hard time for you. So I'm glad that you're feeling a little bit better and the weather's getting nicer. And for myself, you know, same thing. I've been so busy. Work's been busy. My boyfriend and I's life has been busy. We got a puppy. So that's, I think I forgot how much time puppies take up in your life. So that's been insanely busy. But it's starting to settle down. She's getting more used to her potty training and all that fun stuff that comes along with puppies. But yes, other than that.
Yeah, she's so cute.
She's adorable.
I do need to see her again. You have a new addition to the family now.
We do. And I just took her to the vet, her second vet appointment. And she has her first original appointment. She was 2.8 kilos and she's now 4 kilos. So she's almost doubled in size.
Which,
awesome.
They're so cute when they're little and you want them to stay little. You do so bad, but at the same time they need
you
to
want
grow.
Them to not be a puppy.
Know,
but I really wish she would just stay the size that she is. Like she's the perfect size for me right now, but my Bass totally disagrees, so we'll see.
Have fun in the with that puppy stage. It's cute, but man, it's a lot of hard work, like you said.
Oh my God, it's insane. And because we had to, unfortunately, I'll go into it a little bit, maybe another time we can talk about freaking being dog owners or something, but we got her off of quite the sketchy dude. And then we were scared to buy her because of where she was coming from, but then didn't want to leave her there with this guy. And so we started revaccinating her right from scratch as if she had never been vaccinated, just in case, which I think was the right call. But now because she's not fully vaccinated to where she should be in terms of her age, we're not allowed to socialize her yet either, which is hard because...
Yeah.
You know, I want her to play with puppies and I want her to be good with other dogs.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You do. You want to be able to, you know, take her to a dog park or when you're out for a walk and there's another dog that wants to say hi, that you don't have to like pull her away. So,
yeah. So now we have Milo and Molly and they're in love.
Yeah, they are.
Well, they haven't met each other yet. It's an arranged.
It's an arranged dog relationship.
Exactly.
Perfect. Milo and Molly.
I know.
We should make them an Instagram page.
No, I said we should write a book, but that's a good idea too.
That would be a really cute book, Milo and Molly.
I know.
Okay, well, that's our next Boss Babe venture.
Exactly.
You heard it here first.
I will say though that Jared Habon and Ashley Iaconetti from The Bachelor just wrote a children's book called, I think it's like it's not Lois and Clark, but it's Molly and Clark or whatever. They're two dogs' names. It's not Molly, but so I'm like,
but their dogs' names.
They kind of beat us to the punch, well, like, but that's
maybe,
okay.
Maybe we can make like a line of clothing or something, like, you know, like Smash and Tess. Yeah, maybe we can have
Molly and Milo.
Molly and Milo.
And it could be like a, oh my God, you know what? You're so smart because dog stuff. It
could
stuff,
be a dog romper.
No, but listen to me. Dog stuff is so. Guys, everything's like blue or pink or red or pink. Do you know what I mean? So we could do like an androgynous thing, and it's like whites, grays.
I think we're
like
think
unisex. We totally do you know what I mean? Because everything is it. So.
I know it is. It's it is. Pink it's so or blue cute. Yeah. For dogs.
So that's bullshit.
Yeah.
So like, why can't we do it for
like some navy blue in there? And it's yeah. almost like hot pink.
Exactly.
Or like royal blue.
Where's like the pastel?
Where's the rosé color for Molly? Yeah.
And like cute little sayings on them. Like not stupid, like oh. dog mom.
No, but like, you know, like brunette the label, and we have like our blonde and our brunette.
Oh my God. That's so the dogs smart. Can have their own.
I think we need to put a patent on this.
I agree. I think that's so smart.
We, you, like, this is our
this
patent.
This is our patent. No one copy us. Anyways, so we ended up having an impromptu girls' weekend, and it was just such a good night. It was so much fun. We really thought we would just break down our weekend, talk a little bit about that, ease us into our XOXO Boss Babes podcast. So essentially how it all happened was TA's plans got canceled. My plans fell through as well. And so we decided, let's book a hotel. Let's go downtown. Let's be out in the town. And it was so beautiful out, which has been great because the rain is like killing my vibe.
I know, me too.
But it was gorgeous out, and we had such a fun time, don't you think?
It was the best time. I'd have to say, like,
it was one of our best nights out.
It was one of our best nights out, and
I was like, also one of the most hungover the next day. Me that, too. Like, of all our nights out, I was the most hungover that day.
I agree. But I never felt hungover when we were, like, going to place and we were drinking. Remember, I kept saying to you when we were at the lounge having drinks, like, every time I had a drink, I'm like, I'm not even buzzed. So I'd order another one. I'm like,
I know. I'm not and even I buzzed. Was, because I've been doing this dieting, I've been doing an app, and it's funny. I think we should do an episode one time on diet fads, just because keto is like so popular right now, and I want to break down. It'd be nice if we had a nutritionist or something on. I think that would be a good thing for our listeners to listen to. But I've been doing essentially counting calories, and it's been working. I am down 6.5 pounds, which is lovely. But I think when you're eating healthier and you're trying to get into shape and lose weight, it can get you drunk faster because you're not eating as many carbs and stuff. So I was like feeling good all night. I definitely was very buzzed. And the next day I wanted to die. And anyways, for the last 3 weeks, I have been so diligent, and I started off the night really good, and I ended it with poutine. So if that gives you any indication of how the night went, the calorie counting went out the window.
And you wanted those fries. Like, oh. I was like, yeah, I want, like, I could go for them, but I had just had them like a month ago as well.
Well, because you're out on the town flittering around on the regular, whereas, I mean, I don't even know the last time I was in Vancouver, let alone on the girls' night.
Last May when we had like our once.
Well, we've been to Vancouver before, but exactly. It's not very often that we're going down there and having a girls' night, so.
No, but it was definitely so much fun. I think, like you said, the weather was amazing. We had each done a little bit of shopping. Sometimes it's just, we talked about this, like, the outfit that you wear and just the way your hair is and your makeup is. And when you're put together like that, it does just give you this, like, amazing, like, boss babe confident vibe. I feel like it kind of radiates from you. So it's always so nice to treat yourself and get a few new little items in the wardrobe.
Totally. And I will definitely say that I will wear that outfit again because I loved my outfit. It was so freaking cute. That shirt that I got from Privilege was just on point. Jeans from Aritzia. Highly, highly recommend. So it was, loved it. Had so much fun.
I had done a bit
of shopping. When you've got your makeup going and your hair going, even though I was not having a good makeup day, it didn't ruin my night.
No. Well, your brows looked really good.
Yes, that's true. You were loving my brows. I went and got my brows done at this place called Blush Beauty. Maybe they can sponsor us if we're going to give them a free shout out. but TA's been bugging me and bugging me to go. And yeah, she was right. Anyways, needless to say. So.
I've never steered you wrong in a beauty makeup or beauty thing related. I don't feel I have.
No, I'm like trying to think about it if you have, but I don't really think so. Did I tell you that I bought the Laneige eye mask?
The mask?
With the dropper thing. Yeah.
Well, no. And?
So good.
See?
I used it last night for the first time. Thank you very much. So good. I told you it
was gonna change your life. And while we're on the topic of beauty, what else did I pick up for you?
We have talked about this on the podcast. I know we have, and said, oh, they make a coconut flavor. They make a coconut flavor. You guys know we have definitely talked about it before, and that's our Thayer's Witch Hazel, the product we're both obsessed with. And sure enough, TA went down to the States on the weekend, and she went to Target and was able to get us the coconut water flavor. I haven't tried it yet, but I'm sure. Have you tried it?
Yeah, of course I have.
And is it?
It's amazing. Well, the thing is that, so.
Because I hope they don't discontinue it. Like, I feel like now I need to go to Target and get like 3 bottles.
Yeah, I know. So the thing is I spent $80 and it was all on witch hazels and shave cream and a bit of makeup. Like I got that Wet n Wild compact.
Yeah.
But that makeup, the shave cream that I also love, you can only get, I'm sure you can get it other places, but I find it at Target, which is called Cremo, just for any of you that want to know. But I'd had all these witch hazels because I was getting like travel ones. I got you a coconut one. I picked up 2 for myself. I bought another cucumber one. So I was just like gathering all these witch hazels. I bought one in a spray. And the girlfriend that I was with, she was just like standing there with a shopping cart. And like when I saw the coconut water, I was like, oh my gosh, this is what I've been waiting for this whole trip. Like I was so excited. And she was just standing there like, come on, we gotta go. And I'm just like, I think this is why you and I get along so well when it comes, well, lots of other reasons, but especially when it comes to makeup and beauty products, because we get so excited about it.
I know. And
it's so much fun. Like I hear about a product or I see a product and you do the same thing. And instantly it's like,
we DM each other like once a day, there's a DM about a product.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you're not good for my wallet.
Oh my God. No, it won't be the same year. You're like, oh my God, I want this. Oh my God, I have to try this. And it doesn't help that I work across the street from a Sephora. And that Sephora is by like a Starbucks. So if I'm at work and I'm on my break and I go to Starbucks, I'm just like, well, I should just browse the aisles of Sephora. Then I walk out.
And how often
there.
Do you leave with one thing at least?
Well, I do. It's like, why don't even go to work today? I just spent everything I need at Sephora.
I'm waiting for the Laneige chapstick.
Yes.
Like the lip gloss.
Yeah. And there's also new MAC lipsticks and lip glosses that have come out as well that went on sale today that we were discussing yesterday.
We could talk for hours about beauty products, but we're here to talk about our impromptu girls weekend. So we stayed at the Four Seasons, which I've heard rumors is closing. So it's interesting. I wonder what they're going to make it into, because I'm assuming it'll stay at a hotel.
Well, I can't imagine that it wouldn't be a hotel. Like, what would you do with all those rooms?
Make it into residential.
Yeah, I guess you could.
But it seems like kind of a weird place to put residential, like right in the middle of all like the different hotels.
Yeah. I do like the Four Seasons. We've stayed at a few other hotels on our downtown weekends, but I like it there because we're attached to Pacific Center. Nordstrom is right there.
Yeah.
You're close
to Hotel Vancouver. You're close to Holt Renfrew. You're close to like
the Georgia Hotel.
Georgia Hotel if you want to go to some of the bars there.
Yeah.
So yeah, I agree. I think it's a ideal location.
Yeah. And they have, like, I really like U Lounge inside for like breakfast or drinks. And I think they actually did it close. I don't know. It didn't catch my attention this time, but they have the blow dry lounge in there as well.
Yeah, they do have blow there.
Yeah, they have blow there. So you could like totally just go and treat yourself and get a blow dry and a wash.
Yeah, blow out if you were going out.
Maybe I'll do that for Michael Bublé.
You should.
Because I'm staying there. We'll see. It depends.
So anyway,
it was good. Our room is beautiful.
It was really good. Yeah. So we were going to go to this place called Parlor for dinner, but because TA had had pizza the night before, I am doing this calorie counting. We decided to go to our Basic Bitch Cactus Club, and that way we could have my spicy chicken with hot sauce and cucumber with no wontons, our usual, which we did have.
I think if you guys are listening and you want something to try at Cactus Club, because it's not on the menu, you have to order it special.
It's the spicy chicken,
but you get it tossed in hot sauce.
With, so you don't get their sauce, so you have to specify, because sometimes they mix both and that's not good. You have to go, but instead, tossed in hot sauce.
Sub the wontons, add cucumber, and a side of creamy parm.
Yeah.
And you can thank us later.
Yeah, it's amazing. But, and then we had, you know, a couple of other things, and their new guacamole, which is pretty good. I'd never tried it before. You convinced me. And I had a glass of champagne and double Don Julio on the rocks because, again, trying to low calorie. And I was feeling pretty good after that. And you were
even healed. I had like a martini and a margarita, and I was still like, I don't feel anything. So.
And from there, did we go to Banter Room or did we go walk through? I know we walked through Parlor and Pierre's at some point, but did we go there? I think we went to Banter Room, and then we was after, right?
Yeah, we went to Banter Room. So when we got to Banter Room, we stood for a little bit, but we got like prime seats. It was perfect.
Yeah, at the bar. Yeah, we wanted a table, but we couldn't get one, so we.
But it was good. It was because fine. Exactly where we were sitting, it was perfect because it was kind of like midway through the bar, where and then beside you were. People would come up and order drinks. So when they would stand there and they were ordering their drinks, we kind of were having conversation with like so many different people. Some of them were annoying.
Yeah. But we'll get to that.
Yeah.
But you know what? The only thing that I would say is that I also think that a nice location would be on the back wall of the patio looking into the bar, because there were so many people out there near the end of the night when we were leaving, and where we were sitting with our back to the patio, you almost didn't even realize that there were that many people there, don't you think?
Yeah.
So yes, it was prime location, but it also could, in my opinion, have been better.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was a good night.
But it was a really good night.
And we stayed there. The thing about sitting at the bar, I think this is another reason why we were drinking so much, is we were sitting at the bar. I think if we were sitting at a table, we maybe would have had two drinks. We probably would have gone. But because we were sitting at the bar, we just were just like, oh, we'll have another drink.
It's so easy. Well, they would come right over to you as soon as you're done and be like, what are you having next? Yeah. Or whatever.
Well, my drink got taken away.
Yeah, that was such bullshit.
I know. So I had to order another one to compensate.
Yeah, exactly.
She thought I was finished with it. She just took it
away. No, I don't think she thought you were finished. I think she thought it was the girls who were sitting there first, so they were taking away your dirty cup. I think that's what she thought.
Right, that makes sense.
Because it was half full, so why would she think?
I don't know.
Yeah, so I'm quite certain that she thought that it was the previous girls that were sitting there, because like TA said, it was completely full, so we kind of had to sit and hawk out a place to sit down at the bar. But we have to get to the annoying people, because that guy, I was telling Bass the story, like, he was so annoying.
We're talking about the older man.
Yes, but okay. I told Chris, so I went and got my nails done tonight before I came with TA to record the podcast, and I was telling Christina, the girl who does our nails, that, about the story.
Okay, yeah.
And she laughed at you so hard.
Yeah.
Well, we had a good laugh.
Well, I'm glad that you guys had
a good
laugh.
So I have to tell the story because I'll tell it the way I told Christina. Okay. Okay. So anyways, we're at Banter Room. For those of you who've never been there, it's a fun little lounge. It's like a bar lounge. They play awesome music, like old school. There was Mariah Carey playing. Like, it's just such a fun vibe. And we're dressed up. We're having fun. We're at the bar. Like, we're really talking to each other and just catching up. We haven't seen each other in so long. So we were catching up and yada, yada, yada. And this guy comes up to us, early 50s, would you say? Mid 50s?
Yes, I'd say early
50s. So yeah, early 50s, shaved head, buzz, like a
buzz cut
head, yeah. Big nose.
Yeah.
like older gentleman.
He kind of reminded me a little bit of like the Penguin from Batman. Just
a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's thinking he's all cool, and he's like, hey, ladies, how are you doing? We're like, we're good, you know, whatever. We were sitting at the bar, so, like, people could order the drinks right beside us, if that made sense. So there was a lot of different people, but he in particular, so comes up and he's like, I'm here with my three married friends and they're no fun. And so, like, anyways, he was all night, he'd stop to talk to us, then he'd go to other tables. You'd see him stop at, like, other girls' tables. Like, he was a total creep, right? So, anyways, at the second time he had come to us, he turns to the both of us and says, hey, ladies, care for a little bump? And I'm like, no, thanks. And TA goes, well, maybe. And then I was like,
But I didn't know. Hold on.
So then I'm like, what? So I look at her and I'm like, excuse me? And she's like, I don't know what that means.
And you even
And said- I was like, he's offering you cocaine. And she's like, oh, no, I don't do drugs.
Like, you even after you're like, this one over here has no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. I said, I'm like, this one over here has no idea what you're talking about. Because literally, she was like, afterwards, she's like, oh, no, I don't do drugs. It was the funniest thing. I was telling Christina, yeah. She died laughing.
But the thing is that when he asked, like, hey, ladies, like, do you want to do a bump? I kind of was like, does he mean, like, he wants to buy a shot? So we all do, like, a shot of something together? So that's why I was kind of like, yeah, like, maybe. Like, what kind of shot is this going to be? But, and, like, you even were, like, looking, you're like, no. And you're like, this one over here doesn't even know what you're talking about. So it was, I'm still naive in some things.
Anyways, it was quite funny. So he got more and more annoying as the night went on. And eventually the story that came out is that he sort of drops. So he comes, wanders back. And I don't even know how it comes up. But he's like, I'm not bragging or anything. But I have it. My car is worth $200,000. Right. Okay, yeah. And
because we were asking him where he lives. And he said he lives on, like, Beach Avenue. So a lot of the times he walks around. And then he got into the car and drinking and driving.
Yes. So he brought up the price of his car. Yes. Anyways, it's sort of funny. But I guess what happened was he was leaving the bar a couple months ago, got pulled over, blew over the limit, and he now has a breathalyzer attached to his steering wheel, which I had a girlfriend who had that once, and that is so embarrassing. Like, this 50-something-year-old man trying to pick up chicks has to blow into his to get his car to start. Well, his 200,000 quote-unquote car.
Even said to him, you're like,
oh. I'm like, well, that probably doesn't work very well for you for dates, does it?
Yeah, that's exactly what you said.
I'm such a bitch, but I was also like, go away. Because he, like, literally had come, like, back to the bar where we were sitting, like, five times.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So that was the only kind of annoying part. And then there was one other annoying guy. And he was annoying because he was really drunk.
The realtor. The real estate agent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think did you think he was cute?
He was okay, but yeah, I wasn't.
Because you were entertaining him somewhat.
Yeah, but
were you just being nice?
I was just being nice. Like, okay. He is cute, but he was way too drunk for me to, like, his drunkenness kind of took away from his cuteness. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. Because I wanted him to go away, too. Because, again.
Because he, though, kept, like, he was, like, sticking up for us, though. Like, he was so drunk. Like, when some guy would come over and, like, order a drink and start talking to us, he was just over there in his own little world. He's like, those girls are way too good for you. You don't even have a chance on that.
I don't even remember that. Yeah, he was Don't talk to
that guy. That guy is not good for you. Like, he was just going
on. I don't remember that at all. I must have been, like, texting or something.
Yeah, I think you were. Because
I literally do not remember that. The only thing is that wasn't there a guy behind you that kind of squeezed in to put his glass down and maybe he chirped that guy a little bit? But, yeah, anyways, he was literally, like, you know when you're so drunk you can't even keep your head up and you keep, like, nodding your head? That's what he was doing. I'm doing the motion right now. I know you can't see me, but he was literally like, like, you, like, literally, you could barely understand him. And he kept trying to tell us that he had positioned himself well because even though real estate market is not good right now, he also does, what did he say? A strata. he manages a strata or something. So he was talking about that. And like, yeah, anyways. But needless to say, did you add him? Because remember the next time we drove home, you're like, he added me to Instagram. Yeah, so you must have given him your Instagram or something, because how would he have found you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's on there now.
Okay. So clearly,
I'm not going to be advertising this episode on my personal Instagram.
Sure you can, because probably, I would say it to his face.
He probably won't listen, but you forgot about the boat.
Oh, well, you tell that, because that's your own amnesia.
So, okay, so should I start from, like, give you a bit of the backstory, or should I just tell what he said?
No, I think you should say at what point in the night you realize that you have... Oh, well, it was when he brought up his boat. Yeah. Okay, yeah, sorry, continue.
So, years ago, I want to go say, like, 4 or something years ago, I had this girlfriend that I would always go downtown with, and this one day we had gone boating and with friends of hers, and it was great, and we got to this, like, spot, and everyone was tying up their boat, and back then, I didn't even know what tying up your boats meant. I was so naive to that, but that's when you just, like, tie up a bunch of boats and you, like, hop from boat to boat. So we're, like, mingling around, like, hopping from boat to boat and having drinks and getting in the water and getting back on the boat. And then this, like, huge yacht pulls up and, like, anchors in. So me and my girlfriend are like, excuse me, like, can we come over to your boat and take a look? And he's like, sure, come on over. So we get over, but this was a little bit later in the night. So I want to say it's, like, 7 o'clock. And so the guy's, like, giving us a tour of the boat, and it's a little chilly, and so he, like, gives us blankets, and he mentions that he's docking his boat at the Yale Town Marina. And the people that we came with, they were at the Granville Island Marina, I want to say. Yeah. And so because me and my girlfriend want, like, she lived down in Yale Town, and so we were wanting to go out after, so she's like, oh, if you're leaving soon, can you take us back with you? And he's like, oh yeah, absolutely. He's like, I'll take you back to the marina in Yale Town. So we're thinking, oh, this is perfect. So she says to me, stay here, I'm gonna go hop to the boat that we came on, tell them that we're leaving, and I'm gonna get our stuff, because we had bags. So I'm just, like, sitting on this yacht in my bikini, and I have a blanket wrapped around me because it's getting cold. Yeah. And I had worn that day this, like, black H&M, like, little sundress that, like, zips up, and I had a clutch with me, and I'd taken the dress off and I, like, rolled it up and I put it in the clutch. So thank goodness that I actually had the clutch with me and it wasn't left with my girlfriend. So she gets off and she's taking a while.
Oh, so you had your outfit.
I had this one little dress. But in the meantime, I'm just sitting in my bikini.
Yeah.
And so she gets off and she's taking a little while, but it probably had to do with, like, she had to hop from boat to boat. Then she probably was, like, saying goodbye to all the people. Then she's grabbing our bags.
Yeah. Explaining we're getting on this yacht.
Exactly. So now it's, like, 7:30 and I'm just, like, sitting there. And, like, the next thing I know, we're moving. I realize we're moving. He has unanchored this boat and we are sailing away. And it's just him and me on the boat. And I'm like, whoa, wait, stop. My girlfriend needs to get on this boat. He's like, nope, she took too long. We're leaving. Okay, I was not laughing then. But he literally, like, starts pulling away. And I'm on the back of this yacht yelling to my girlfriend. And I'm, like calling her name. She realizes. And, like, the guys that we came with, I have never seen people move so fast. They were, like, everybody off of our boat. Like, the people that were on, they were, like, starting the engine, unanchoring, like, taking off things that they needed to take off to get the boat going.
Well, at this point, you might be scared that he's taking you to California.
Oh, well, it's getting dark. So they start, like, coming after me in their other... And, of course, I'm on a yacht. There, our boat that I came on looked like a teeny tiny little rescue boat compared to the huge yacht. Like, just sailing through, and he is, like, at the front, and he's, like, turning around.
Was he, like, looking and, like, ah?
Yes, he was. So, like, my friend's boat, like, pulls up, and they're like, slow down, let her off. And he's like, no, she's coming with me. I told her I was taking her back to Yale Town. And my girlfriend, she's like, just jump. I'm not going to to freaking jump. Like, I'm going to slip, bang my head, and
get drown. Caught in the propeller.
I'm like, I'm not jumping. And then, like, the guys we were with, like, one of them was driving the boat. They were trying to get up so close. So then, like, my guy driving, he kept, like, swerving, and they were, like, swearing at each other, and he's, like, going faster because they're trying to get away from each other.
Oh, my God. I never heard this story in such detail.
I'm, like, holding on for dear.
You were probably scared because I know you. You were shitting your pants at this point.
And I was, like, shivering.
Did you think he was going to, like, kidnap you?
I did. I was, like, oh, my God, where the hell are we going? Because I don't know. And we were going faster and faster, and, like, their little boat seemed to be getting further and further away. And my girlfriend, like, every time they would, like, catch up and get close, like, she'd just be, like, staring at me, like, oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening. I'm, like, get me off of this boat.
And, like, and you're freezing, and you're just, your bikini and a little clutch.
I just have a bikini and a little clutch. So then, like, eventually, and then they're, like, they kept coming and they kept trying. He's like, let her off, slow it down and just let her off. And he would not slow it down. So then, like, the next thing I know, like, literally I lose sight of my friends on their boat. But I can now see, like, the Yale Town.
He's going
Marina.
There.
Yeah. So then it's just, like, all of a sudden he's like, I need your help. I need you to stand to the front. I need you to, like, get the anchor. And I need you to help me, like, direct the boat into my spot. And I'm like, okay. So I'm, like, standing in my bikini on this boat, and I'm like looking like this. I'm like, nope, you're good.
Like, so ahoy, matey.
Exactly. Like, I'm like, oh, like, yeah, we're good. I'm like helping him. I'm like getting all his ropes off. He's like telling me, he's like, you have to get that rope and, like, throw it over. I'm like, okay. I'm like fold up the blanket. And then he starts talking to me about going to a restaurant in Yale Town for dinner. I'm, like, thinking, like, listen, pal.
You just kidnapped me.
You just kidnapped me. I'm getting off of this damn boat. Thank God I did have my clutch with that little dress. Otherwise,
Did you have your cell phone?
Yes, I did have my cell phone, but it started to lose connection.
But once you got to the marina.
Yeah, once
you could at least call.
Yes.
And say, where are you?
So, yeah. So, as soon as we, like, docked and that anchor was in and I could get off, in, like, the middle of the boat, I didn't even get into my dress. I'm just like, thanks so much. I, like, hopped down the steps and I, like, scurried down through the marina. And then I, like, stopped by the water and I, like, stood there and I, like, took out my little dress and I put it on and I, like, zipped it up and then texted my friend. Now they were already back to, like, Granville Island. And I'm just like, I'm going to the apartment. I'll see you there. She's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. Da, 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 da. So the crazy thing is that flash to last Saturday night. So he's talking and he's telling us all this stuff. He offers us the drugs. I don't know what he's talking about. Then he's telling us about his car. And then he starts saying, but now I'm kind of starting to think, like, there was a part
where,
like,
have I seen this guy?
And he's like, so just so you ladies know, like, take my number. He's like, because the weather's getting nice and I have a boat and we can go out. I turned to B and he walked away. I'm like, I've already been on the boat.
He literally walked away and Tamara's like, I've been on his boat. And I'm like, what? I mean, at this point, it was later in the night.
Yeah.
It was literally later in the night. Yeah, and like you didn't even really tell me he looked familiar until the last interaction. Yeah. And then you're like, I'm like, oh, you must have just seen him down here. Like, you're always down here. Yeah. No, he's the one who kidnapped her on his yacht.
I'm like, I've been on his boat. I should have said that to him. You always think of those things back. And, like, we laugh about it now, but let me tell you, I was not laughing when that happened. But it makes a good story now, all these years later.
So. Oh my God, that's so funny. Yeah, so, that's really funny. Yeah. So anyways, that was Banter Room.
That was Banter Room.
And then we left and we wanted to kind of go dance and, like, check out the town. So we walked to Parlor. It sucked. We were literally in, out.
Yeah.
Then we walked to DePierre's and we literally went through West Oak and straight out the back door. It sucked so badly. And then we were talking. We wanted to dance.
And we were pretty buzzed at this point and just, we were like,
fun. We're having a fun time. We were. And so we were talking about potentially going to the Yale, but we ended up at the Roxy.
Yes. And it was so much fun.
Which we shouldn't have gone to because we were not in Roxy attire. Like,
no, but
we had our favorites.
Yeah.
Heels.
But it was still fun.
Yeah, you had a lot of fun. I had fun too. It was fun to dance until those guys were annoying me. Not those guys. One of the guys was like his friend, because your guy was trying to like push
Justin Timberlake was trying to push his friend onto.
And I'm like, no thanks. So then I ended up leaving and walking to the other side of the bar, and then we left shortly after that.
Yeah, but we didn't need to have it. I think at that point, what I'm learning is that when you've already gone for dinner and you've had some drinks and you've been at a lounge and you've had some drinks, and if you're gonna go to an establishment where there's music, that sometimes you actually don't even really need to drink there because you've already had enough. So I could have just ordered like a soda water and lime and had it in my hand and like bopped around on the floor. But I like dancing with one guy who we call him Justin Timberlake because we don't really know exactly what his name is. He said Justin. Anyways, the thing is though is that he was fun to dance with. Yeah. And I kind of felt we were moving off of each other's energy, and the music was good. Like when the band started to play, the music was good.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I was having fun dancing just around you guys, or with you originally, and then when he came and kind of started dancing with you and dancing around the two of you, he was really fun. Like he was having a good night, you guys were having a good time, you looked cute together. But then his friend, I guess, noticed that you had a friend and came, and then he was trying to push his friend on me, and that's when I was just like, no thanks.
Yeah, yeah.
So I walked away, and I went to the other bar, and lo and behold, I'm on my perch, and what do I see but a DFM?
Oh. Who would have ever just had a DFM in the middle of a dance
floor? A little TA having a DFM on the D floor.
For all of our listeners that don't know what a DFM is, it stands for dance floor makeout.
And it made me laugh so much because the last time I had a DFM, I was probably in my early 20s.
Yeah.
But you're just out there living life still, and I love it.
Well, age is just a number. It doesn't...
Oh, 100%. But yeah, it's just so funny.
I know. I'm just like, I'm going to have some fun.
I was laughing, and I wanted you to keep enjoying yourself. But then once I had kind of left the way...
And I kept saying,
they
like, no,
had a walk... What do you call, like, a walking out of the bar makeout? Because he sort of walked you to where I was, and then you guys would stop and make out a little bit more. Yeah. Then you would make out a little bit more. Yeah. And it was awesome. But he was super nice.
Yeah, and cute. But I was actually not expecting to really ever hear from him. But I was just like, oh, that was my DFM. I'll see you later. But then
did you guys exchange numbers?
Yeah, we did. Oh, I have a date with him now.
Yeah, you told me. Yeah, so anyways, that will be... when do you go out with him?
Well, I think it's going to be... We've kind of been going back and forth, but the thing is that my schedule is so busy in the next 2 weeks. I'm getting ready to go away. I have a concert coming up. So he's the one day that I said he's playing soccer at 8:45 that night. So he was like, we could do it earlier or just choose another day. And I kind of left it at, I'll get back to you. I have to check. So we'll see in the next.
I was just hoping it's before the pod. And then we can get an update on Justin Timberlake and your date.
Yeah, exactly.
So, perfect.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Well... so that was the end of that.
Pretty much wrapped
up. Roxy's, and then we walked and got lost and went to Freet's and had poutine, which was delectable. But let me tell you, we didn't even finish half of ours, and we left it beside our bed. And in the morning we woke up, the worst thing of my life was smelling that poutine. Like, I wanted to die.
I know. I woke up, I want to say like 4:30, and I was like shaking.
Yeah, it was brutal.
I was like, oh my gosh, we have to check out of this hotel in the morning. And I knew, like, I had other things to do later in the afternoon. But I think by the time...
It was fine afterwards, but
by the time we actually got up, I think what really helped is those green juices.
Yeah.
And the kombucha. And I think that by the time we kind of got up and had a shower and kind of, like, made... And we stayed until noon, completely until we had to check out, we were good.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. And and then we went to, do any of you guys follow Jillian Harris? Because I love her flow on Instagram. I do find her Instagram stories to be a little annoying. She goes on and on and on about stuff that I don't really care about. But she recently posted a picture of a banana coconut latte from Giovane?
Yeah, Giovane? I think so.
Giovane at Pac Rim. Anyways, at Pac Rim, and oh my god, it was delicious. It was so good. It was, yeah, 100%. I want to go now onto her blog
and learn how to make
it.
Yeah, because I know that she did a recipe that's like pretty similar. And you know what I loved about it is it was like the perfect amount of flavor and the perfect amount of sweetness.
Yeah, it wasn't sweet.
And it was like the perfect hint of banana and the perfect hint of coconut. Like, they have that latte bang on.
Yeah, it was so good.
Yeah, just loved it.
Yeah, 100% agree. So that was delicious, and that made me, that was like a good little pick-me-up too. And then we headed back home, and I went on a 5K walk afterwards. Yeah. And that, once I was done my walk, I
just enjoyed the rest of the day.
Of the day, and it was fine. The rest of the day was awesome. So
I went down to the States and did some shopping. That's where I picked and up our witch hazel. Went for Mexican food with one of my girlfriends, and for whatever reason, I was still able to have a margarita that night. But by the time I got home from the shopping
exhausted?
I was so tired. Like, I actually just sound so bad, but the only groceries I put away were the things that had to go in the fridge and the freezer. I left them, and I just put the stuff away. Actually, it's not even away. It's sitting on my counter. I just took them out of the bag tonight because I've been so busy.
Yeah.
I'm like, these cranberry juices can wait to go in the pantry.
Yeah, totally. I feel you. Yeah. Sometimes you just get like that, and you're so exhausted, yeah, right?
Life just gets, like, there's just so much that you have going on, and sometimes it's just like, I take a look at, like, my place, or I take a look at like groceries, and I'm just like, I'll do it when I have a day off. Like, I couldn't be bothered to do it when I get home. So
totally. Well, that is it for tonight's episode. We do want to say that we will be back next week with some exos or no's. So please DM us on our Instagram page and let us know what you want us to ask each other. And also, to try something new, we are going to be incorporating a segment into our XOXO Boss Babes podcast each Monday, which will be our beauty banter segment. So we're not going to do a podcast on Mondays and Thursdays. It will all be linked into one. We'll do it at the end. So if you're not interested in beauty related products or health and wellness, you can just end after the podcast. But for those of you who want to stick around or listen to two different days, do what you want to do. But that's sort of our plan. So we'll be right back with our XOXO Beauty Banter. What's up, beauty babes, and welcome to this week's segment of Beauty Banter. Thank you so much for tuning in to our podcast this week, XOXO Boss Babes. We were excited to be back, and we're really excited. We have a special announcement. TA is going to share something that she's been working on in the beauty space, and I can't wait to share it with all of you and hear all about it.
So behind the scenes, I have been working on creating my YouTube channel all around makeup products and tutorials. And I hope to share a little bit of stuff that I have talked about on the podcast, just life related and fashion and travel, kind of incorporated all, maybe some recipes. But mainly it's going to be focused on makeup and products. And the YouTube channel is something that I have wanted to do for years. And I would always let so many things get in the way. And a lot of the times it really came down to, I don't have a space, I don't have equipment, I don't have the money to buy the equipment, I don't know how to edit, I don't know how to film. It was always, I don't know how. And I think that you can always just continue going on and making excuses and excuses. Then before you know it, like 5 years has passed and you don't have your YouTube channel. And so I really sat back and thought about this a couple months ago, and I was like, I don't want another 5 years to pass because I still don't know how to edit and I still don't know how to film and I still don't have, money to, put this out. Do I have the space? That's the one thing that's changed, is I do have the space. So I did have to kind of make a few sacrifices financially. So I was able to purchase, a new camera and some new lighting. And once I kind of got the camera in my hand and was able to kind of start playing around with filming and then uploading that to my computer, I was now able to start playing around with editing. And I just feel that for me, I'm like, this is where you start, because I don't think any person out there that has created a YouTube channel, when they put up their first episode, or any beauty influencer, knew exactly what they were doing. And I've gone back and watched some of my favorite beauty influencers like Tati from Glam Life Guru and Desi and Amanda Ensing. And I've watched their very first videos that they recorded literally in their bedroom with no lighting. And it's such a like inspiration to see it because they've come such a far way. And like, I know that I have a long way to go, but I just think like, if you can do it, I can do it. And I think that that can be applied to anything. So slowly but surely it's coming along. I did have to put a little bit of a halt because like I mentioned in our first podcast, my grandfather had passed away. And so I was traveling back and forth to the island and I just had some family stuff going on. But now I feel like I'm back and my mind is back in the space. So you can subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's Miss Tamara Ashley. You can follow my lash and makeup page on Instagram at Tamara Lash Lee, and it's L-E-I-G-H for any of my listeners that are trying to search. And soon there will be some tutorials coming your way. My very first one I'm going to do is a gray, smoky, sultry eye, because when I think of my love of makeup, that is the very first look that I would say I mastered. And that's kind of why I decided that, because I know how to do my makeup well, I feel, but it was not always like that. Like, it took me a long time to perfect how to blend my eyeshadow and how to do a smoky eye and how to pair colors up, or like certain looks that I go to now. It didn't just happen overnight. Like, I'm saying I've practiced these looks for like 10 years. I'm going back 10 years to like at the end of the night when I had nothing to do, I would sit in my room at like 8 o'clock at night and do my whole face of makeup because I knew I had to wash my face and take it off just to practice. So that's where I'm going to start. The gray, sultry, smoky eye will be coming to your computer screen or iPad or iPhone soon.
That's awesome. And we were going back and forth on what we should talk about on our first XOXO Beauty Banter back. And we just thought that this was a perfect announcement. We know you've been waiting for us to come back and bring another episode of the Boss Babes. And, you know, TA's been working really hard on getting her YouTube page channel started. And it's there. She doesn't have an episode up yet, but I know she's working on getting that filmed soon. TA, can we expect it to be up before your trip? Or are you thinking it's going to be up afterwards?
No, I feel it's going to be up afterwards because I plan to one of the things I plan to do is while I'm away is to maybe work on like editing while I'm on my flight. So we'll see. It's not going to be up before, but definitely when I get back, it will be up. And like I've recorded it and then I've like deleted it. So I've definitely sat in the room and recorded and deleted and played.
But is it just because you didn't like the recording or?
I didn't like the lighting, like because I thought, because you know, like you've been in my setup so many times. And so at the time I only had like one Glamcore light, which I love. And it's so true when they say like lighting is key. And so I had it. And at first I'm like, oh, look at this. Like, it's so good. And yeah. Like, I like played it back and I'm like, oh, I really need to get another light. And so I actually just got some new lighting. It's on the box. I have to set it up. And it's so funny because this is just things that I've learned along the way. Like even when I got my camera and now I have the lens to it, I'm starting to figure things out. Like, oh, I want even to get like a different lens because even though I'm in focus, I want to be even like a little further out, or I want to be like a little further in for this and that. So it's not, I think starting this, I was putting a lot of pressure on myself because I was constantly watching all of these makeup videos and I'm just like, okay, so my makeup video has to look like this and my makeup video has to be like that.
Yeah, but these are the people who have perfected it over years of being on YouTube and they're making money doing it, and they didn't have this stuff probably when they were starting out, so.
No. And that's kind of why I posted my little talking video on Instagram last night, is I'm just like, I need to get comfortable with talking to the camera. And it's so funny because a little backstory, when I had gone back home to the island and I was visiting my family and I was reminiscing with my cousins and we were just talking about growing up. So I don't know if I've ever told you this, but I used to audition for commercials.
Oh no, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I used to audition for all these like Polly Pockets and like Flying Fairy
commercials. My girlfriend did that.
And stuff.
But she got them. She would get so many
of them. I only came down to one time. It was between me and another girl, but the little Polly Pocket actual figurine, she was dark skinned. So they chose the other girl because she was dark skinned.
Yeah.
But I came so close. But I would constantly just like to myself, and it's so funny because I do this now as an adult, is I will sit in my makeup room, do my makeup, and I will literally, and so I'm not talking to myself, but I'm talking out loud.
You're pretending that like, you're pretending being filmed.
That yeah. I'm being filmed, or I'm pretending that I have a client in front of me, and I used to do this when I worked at Mac. When I went for my interview for Mac, leading up to it, I was talking about, so I'm just going to start using Painterly as the base, and you're going to find that this cancels out any of the veins in your eyes, and it really works great for an eyeshadow base to hold the shadow all day. So I would talk like that. So I find a lot of the times I do that now by myself, and I'll be like, I'm just gonna take a little bit of this Laura Mercier tinted moisturizer and mix it with my brand new NARS foundation. Now I really like doing this because like this
yeah.
And then I'm gonna take this Morphe brush and I'm going to apply it to the skin, and I usually start here because I'm practicing.
Yeah.
But when I was younger, because I would audition for commercials, I would always kind of practice, but it looked like I was like talking to myself. So yeah. Like I would pretend that I was doing a commercial for like paper towel. So I would be like holding.
And yeah. This wipes up the spill like no other.
Yeah, like exactly. Like I'd be like, and Bounty, da 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 da. And I would, no matter what, it wouldn't matter if it was like paper towel to grapefruit juice to like oh my whatever. God,
that's so funny.
I would constantly just be chatting away. And so I posted the little video, and we were reminiscing about this when I was back home visiting my family. And my cousin messaged me last night, and she was like, ha ha ha, you're a natural on camera. Good thing you had so much time as a young kid to talk to all those products. I was like, I know, right? Like I'm meant to do this. I was prepping myself like 20 years ago. So I know that I'm on the right path. I know that it's not going to be perfect. And you know what? Of course, would I like to make money off of it? I would. But I'm just so happy that I'm able to bring my love of makeup and how I do makeup. It's so different than how other people do makeup.
Well,
right?
And the reality too is that it's your passion. So whether you make money or you don't, you're going to enjoy doing it. You can use the equipment and stuff that you bought for other things too.
Absolutely,
like you
I
got
can.
A camera, you take it on your trip. So
yeah.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank
and
you.
I'm just really excited that you were able to share this with our listeners.
Thank you. And I hope that you will be a guest
for sure.
At some point, because I kind of had a little idea that it'll be like, you know, your friend does your makeup tag or something, and
yeah.
Kind of like us talking about products, and I don't know, maybe I can have a few other guests. So yeah,
totally.
Stay tuned.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of XOXO Boss Babes. We enjoyed the beauty banter segment and enjoyed the fact that you came back to listen after our little hiatus. So thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at XOXO Boss Babes and XOXO Beauty Banter. They're both still up on Instagram. And follow and listen, subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts or anywhere where you can listen to podcasts. Rate, review, share, subscribe. We really appreciate it. And see you next week.
See ya.
You know you love us. XOXO, Boss Babes.